Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Boudreaux steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Milner covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Croucher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Steinbach. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau bunts towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Milner moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack bunts towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Keltner scores. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Howell pinch hits for G. Walker. Red Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath pinch runs for Red Howell. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bell bunts towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Heath moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Bell scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Heath now playing left field. Eric McNair pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreaux bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbutt hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.